You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So, folks, you know, anytime there's politics involved, people always go to the extreme point of a lot of things that are talked about. Recently, we've talked about trying to bring more companies back and producing here in this country. And with that, there's developed this negative connotation if a company has an international identity. Well, an international identity typically for domestic corporations means that they have facilities here, but they also have them elsewhere. But that's probably a good thing. And here to talk to us about that is Tommy Fauché, president of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. He joins us frequently. Tommy, welcome back.
No, good to be with you. Thanks for having me back.
So, Tommy, I guess, you know, you guys, like a lot of other business folks, that get frustrated because we always end up going to the extreme, right? I mean, it's like we're stuck on stupid sometimes when we engage in these conversations. It's not an all or nothing, zero sum game. Two things can be true at the same time, right?
No, that's very much the case. I think when you look at, and I think you teed it up well, when we look at Louisiana's economy, we know a large part of that comes from its industrial base. Oil and gas sector, the petrochemical sector, all facilities that are connected to the world via global trade because of the tremendous assets we have here. This great Mississippi River, the infrastructure like Port of New Orleans, Port of South Louisiana, and others that have built around that infrastructure, our proximity to the coast, and all of the potential that lies offshore in the now Gulf of America. All of that exists, and the state is better because of the companies in those industries. And we're seeing a very concerted effort, I think, from a state perspective and from a national perspective, quite frankly, to see more of that investment. More investment by those companies that are here already, and then more investment from hopefully new players coming in and contributing and ultimately making the nation, and in our case, Louisiana, stronger economically.
There are some, and people have talked about this, there are some critical industries where we have a vested interest to make sure that we have an appropriate representation of the amount of business that's actually done domestically, right? And you happen to represent one of those, oil and gas. I mean, energy is homeland security.
Very much so. I think when you look at the oil and gas industry in Louisiana, one, I think it's important to note, remember the premise of the conversation here, oil and gas industry in Louisiana is some of the world's largest companies operating here and calling Louisiana home, and it is very much also made up of very Louisiana-based local family-owned companies as well. They work as one to make up this industry, and I think that's important because we need all of the above. We need the industry to be intertwined. We need the big businesses and all of the surrounding small companies and small businesses. When I think of a refinery, for example, you know, if you look at it kind of like the aircraft carrier, if you will, well, that's the big one in the fleet. But mm-hmm. At the end of the day, how many small businesses in our parishes exist because of the proximity to one of these large facilities, who are also not just large taxpayers, but are large employers? Our communities in Louisiana, in many ways, have evolved around a lot of our natural assets, which have led to economic opportunity. 306,000 people in the state are tied to the oil and gas industry. And, you know, that expands into petrochemicals and other manufacturing. Those jobs wouldn't be here without all of those different size companies, some of which are Louisiana-based, some of which just have a tremendous Louisiana presence.
Yeah, you know, we experienced that here, and you will recall the loss of Avondale Shipyards.
That's right.
You know, it was one of the first experiences for me as a young adult when they went by the wayside. I knew so many people that worked for companies that actually provided services to Avondale. And, you know, and I was a business major and thought I, you know, knew a little bit about cycles and how that worked. Little did I know, just as you described, the impact. And you don't realize it till it goes away, unfortunately, for most people. Do they connect that dot? Like me, that wow, this was devastating, and likely never to recover. And I can probably say today we still haven't fully recovered from the closure of Avondale Shipyard.
I think you make a great point, and you know, as you only have to go upriver from Avondale, and you think of the size of many of the facilities that call it river parishes. You know, really that entire river corridor now with the LMG investments by Venture Global that go from the tip of the Mississippi River all the way to Baton Rouge, you see facility after facility, company after company, that is part of the economic engine for those parishes and communities and for the region, and they're also then culturally part of the fabric, right? I think all of us, using the Avondale example, we all knew someone, may have even had someone in our family who worked at Avondale. You go into the river parishes, we all know someone or have someone in our family who worked for, you know, Dow, Valero, Shell, you know, pick a company that locates on that river. It is part of the economic engine for all the reasons, you know, leading tax dollars, you know, leading property tax dollars, leading in salaries. But it's also part of the cultural fabric of those communities, the first to respond after hurricanes, those people who will step up when there is a local charitable need, a United Way that needs to be supported. These facilities and you know, to make the connection to kind of the larger world we're working in these days, you know, these facilities are successful because they can locate here and they do tremendous work for Louisiana. But they have to be able to access global markets. And so back to one of your original points, we have to support companies that are U.S.-based but operate around the world, the large multinationals, of which my industry obviously, you know, contains several. So we think of Chevron and Exxon and companies who are working literally in every corner of the globe. We have to welcome them, and we have to create opportunities for the products they make here, the energy that they produce here, to service that global market. And it's that connectivity to the world that ultimately allows them to continue to invest more here at home. I tell people all the time, you know, Louisiana has some of the largest companies in the world operating here at home. And yes, they are a global brand. But when you think about the actual facilities, think about the way we label some of them, Newell. You have Shell Norco, Valero St. Charles, Exxon Baton Rouge Refinery. Their location is important because at the end of the day, the people who work in those plants, who work in those refineries, who go offshore to work on the rigs, they're Louisiana people first. They're taking the dollars that they earn home every day to raise their families in Louisiana, to make their communities stronger. That's extremely important. And I think that is the connection, if I had to leave the audience on this Friday with something. Remember, our connectivity to the world allows us to invest in Louisiana people and make the community stronger. It's not a bad thing to be a multinational company located in a state like Louisiana. Louisiana is better for it.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What do you, Tommy, we're visiting with Tommy Fauché, president of Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. What do you attribute, you know, the rhetoric around this issue where there is this negative connotation? I mean, you know, there's a lot of companies that have been, over the last decade, attempting to locate themselves along the Mississippi River. And a lot of the locals come right out and say, wow, it's not a U.S.-based company or it's a multinational company. They have more interests in other places than here. But what's driving that mindset, do you believe?
You know, that's a fantastic question. I think it's a couple things. One, I think we need to understand that there is a national and global anti-industry movement at the outset. There are people who just don't want to see manufacturing facilities, refineries, more oil and gas, fossil fuel production. We have that around the world. We are not immune from that in the United States or Louisiana. And so we know that those people are automatically going to be against everything we do. I think for them, they use the talking point, trying to sow seeds of dissension in local communities, like our communities, by saying or trying to create some type of manufacture, some type of animosity or fear between the people who live on the ground, you know, everyday Louisianans, and trying to act as if those people who are connected globally are somehow looking out for different interests. And I think this anti-industry movement has played upon, by using some of those talking points, played upon some of the, you know, the lack of understanding of the industry. And, you know, I spend a lot of time and want to spend a lot of time introducing the industry to people. I tell them all the time, you know, first person in my family to go to college. My dad, both of my grandfathers, retirees of industry. These were shift work guys. You know, one ran a warehouse. The other one was helping produce power for the plant. The other one was, you know, very much in operations. You know, multiple generations of my family, just like hundreds of other and thousands of other Louisiana families, are better because the jobs that, you know, my family had in the industry, that they were able to, by the way, have those jobs. They were able to retire, raise their families. They were able to do those jobs safely. They were able to do all of that because of the existence of the companies. And when you have people who are, quite frankly, not even always located in Louisiana, trying to tell Louisiana communities, you should want this industry. You should not want that industry. It's really a disingenuous movement, because at the end of the day, a lot of these people, you know, whether they live on the East Coast or the West Coast or nowhere close to the Gulf Coast, they don't know what's best for Louisiana. They don't understand our community. They don't understand that industry and parishes coexist. And a lot of the success we see in our public schools and our sheriff's offices and fire departments ultimately comes because of those investments. And so I do. I think the movement to be, you know, we talk about American energy dominance. We talk about America first and wanting more American investment. We absolutely are champions for that. But we know that investment comes by our ability to connect to and export to the world. And, you know, when we have those larger conversations, Newell, about port projects and port investments and, you know, rail lines and making sure we're investing in highway infrastructure, we're doing it to create the conditions to allow us to have this sweet spot that Louisiana has to connect to the world. And my hope is that as we just continue to talk about how important the industry is, yes, from an economic perspective, but very much in a very real, familiar way to families and to communities, that it will start to push back on those people who, quite frankly, have never even been to Louisiana, much less know what is best when it comes to, you know, oil and gas investment.
Even then, though, we have issues with, you know, the NIMBYs, not in my backyard, approached many people here, thinking that they can hold on and maintain status quo. And as prices rise, things change. Status quo doesn't generate enough revenue to enjoy the life that you have and the community that you enjoy at the present time. You always have to have some growth factor built in, right?
We are stronger, and if we don't innovate and look for those global markets, we will never keep up with the demands that you and I and our kids and grandkids all have for the future.
No doubt. No doubt, for sure. Tommy Fauché, President, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Thank you so much for your time, your insight. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, Noam.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.